Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I want to talk to you today about reincarnation. The great majority of the world believes in reincarnation. Buddhism, Hinduism, many people. There have been Jewish sects that believe in reincarnation. There are sects of Christianity that believe in reincarnation. We, in fact, here at CDM believe in reincarnation. It's really a very simple thing, reincarnation. It simply means that the soul, and first of all, you have to accept that you are spirit or a soul, whichever word you prefer, and that is able to be reborn into another body. After this body is done, or you're done with it, you, the spirit, then you go into a different space, walk through a different door, and you're going to return in another body. And it's your creation, your choice, what you're going to do. And one of the most beautiful things to me about reincarnation, it takes the fear out of life. And it takes away the guilt that people can give you. You've got to do it right. And by the way, this is how you do it. My late husband, who was the co-founder of CDM, used to say about reincarnation, he said, you know, it doesn't matter whether you believe in reincarnation or not. You're going to reincarnate anyway. A lot of people actually leave the body and are in a state of confusion until they let go of some of their concepts that weren't in affinity or in agreement with this. And some souls that work with folks who've just left the body manage to get through to them and say, hey, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do what you're doing. You don't have to sit there in that state of nothingness. Come on, we'll show you all the things you have to look forward to, all the choices you get to make. So today we're going to meditate on reincarnation. If it's a new concept to you, welcome to a new idea. If it's an old concept to you, let yourself look at it in a fresh new way, because it's just absolutely so glorious and freeing and exciting. I hope today to also help you let go of some lies about reincarnation. Like if you're good, you get to do this. If you're bad, you get to do that. You know, and some people say, oh, am I going to come back as a bug? And I said, I don't know. Do you want to? It's not what's in the plan, okay? Once you are incarnating in a human body on planet Earth, that's your cycle. You're going to continue to come back into human bodies. You may be a female, you may be a male, you may be whatever. But the point is, you're going to come in this kind of body. So what we're going to do today is get in touch with our concepts of spirit and help ourselves let go of any lies we might have about spirit, that there are rules and regulations. I know there are many religions that have been here so long they've created many inappropriate concepts, and it's for control. Believe me, no one religion is a controller. They all have certain control aspects that have to do with teaching whatever their particular beliefs are. So today you can let go of other people's ideas and allow yourself to get in touch with your own. Now I'm going to teach you a couple of techniques and some energy levels that can help you get back in touch with you, the spirit, and yourself as spirit, and to have the realization you are not your body. Your body is your creation. It's the place through which you create and communicate. And when you're through with it, you leave it. And you go and you find a whole new system to come back into the body to create and learn more things. Because that's what we're doing here. We're learning and we're teaching all at the same time. So, first of all, let's get to the techniques. So take a nice deep breath and sit up straight in your chair with your feet flat on your floor, the floor, and your hands separate in your lap. Just close your eyes and let yourself tune into you, because that's what it's all about, you, Y-O-U. take some nice deep breaths. It helps relax the body, helps heal it by giving it oxygen. It's the one thing we can't do without for a long period of time. And just feel yourself sitting in your chair. Feel your body. Now, I'm going to teach you about grounding, and it's the most important thing we use as spirit in the physical body. And the reason is because we're basically an electrical energy field, and grounding makes it possible for us to work through this energy field in a controlled manner, where we don't harm the body, and we're able to take greater control of what we create within and through it. So your grounding cord connects from your first chakra, which has all of your information about how to create on planet Earth, and it goes through everything physical until it attaches to the center of the Earth. So right now, take a nice deep breath and allow your breathing to help you create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine, which is where your first chakra is located, and let it go through the chair and the floor, and all the layers of the earth until it comes to the center of the earth. And use your grounding cord to stabilize your creativity on the earth and to stabilize and make safe your body, the vessel through which you are creating. Now remember to breathe. Sometimes when we begin to meditate, we forget how much the body needs oxygen. So continue to breathe and relax the body. Now the next thing I want to teach you about is you. You are spirit. You are a bright spark of light, a spark of the divine force. You are all-knowing, all-seeing. You're beyond your wildest dreams in the body. And you can see yourself as a bright spark of light. Eventually, you can come to see others as a bright spark of light, and it changes your view of the world. Now, let that bright spark of light that's you just come to the top of your head. Right to the top of your head. Stop there for a moment and just vibrate, because that's what you do. Let the body experience you from there. Let it know you. Let you know your body. Then slowly come into the center of your head. Be a little bit above and behind your eyes, in the center of your head. And let that bright light that's you shine there in the center of your head. Be aware of your body around you. Be aware of you being inside the body at this point in time. Now, just to practice, go ahead and move above your head to be back on top of your head again. You, the spirit, are consciously moving within your physical realm. Then go about a foot above your body. Be aware of how light and easy it is outside your body. I have to be careful. A couple of you folks will just go to sleep and leave for the service, you know. All right, just slowly come back down to the top of your head. Let your body feel you. You want to involve the body. It's validating to the body and to you when the body's conscious of you. That's what meditation is about, being spiritually conscious in the body. Come into the center of your head, letting that bright light shine, and feel the body, experience the body. It's heavy. It has all kinds of interesting things happening. It operates in time and space. It has emotions. It has an intellect. You don't have any of that. You are spirit. Experience this environment called the body. and let yourself own it. It's yours. It's your vessel. Now increase your grounding, because when you begin to come into and through the body on a conscious level, you're really in need of grounding, because you're very high-powered energy coming into that lower vibration body. One of the things we do each lifetime is essentially relearn how to run a body. Take some nice deep breaths again and just enjoy saying hello to your body. Let the body relate to you. How's it responding? Is it happy to have you back, or saying, hey, I've been doing just fine for all these years, go away? Sometimes we spend so much time outside the body, we tend to make the body live on its own abilities rather than with our guidance. But in reality, be aware, in the center of your head, you are the light and the life of the body. Without you, it's just emotions and intellect. With you, there's knowing and seeing and being spiritually aware on a whole new level. Now, I want you to feel comfortable with you, the spirit, and your body as your vessel, as your creation. Because when we talk about reincarnation, we're talking about bodies. Using bodies. Using more than one body. Another piece of misinformation I've seen through the years with people is they believe, oh, I've had 5 bodies. It's like, okay, you're a newcomer then, aren't you? Because most souls on planet Earth have had many bodies. So you want to be aware that as you begin to meditate on reincarnation and its purpose for you, that one of the essential things is to be in the present, because you cannot solve any problems from the past bodies in the present body. You cannot solve any problems for future bodies in the present body. If you do, you're going to be extremely confused, and your life is going to be sort of like one of those Marvel movies. You're not going to know what you are. So take a nice deep breath and listen to your heartbeat. Feel your back on the chair and your feet on the floor. Feel your breathing. Let the body bring you into the present moment. This body is where you are creating at this point in time. Be aware that's your power, your strength. Now, we can use information about past lives for our education. You can be aware if you are still learning something from one, and let yourself complete whatever you're trying to learn and be done with it. But each body, each lifetime is unique unto itself. And it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it. We're all here to learn and to teach, as I mentioned. So let's take a moment, be in the center of your head, and as spirit, just allow yourself to get some kind of communication that's meaningful to you, a word, maybe a picture, a concept of what you, the spirit, not your body, please, are here to teach in the world. Maybe you're here to teach patience. And so you're a pain in the neck to everybody in your life. Or maybe you're here to teach forgiveness, so you create a lot of things for people to have to forgive. Or maybe you're here to teach about love, which is a really major challenge. What are you here to teach? It doesn't have to be spectacular. Make it simple, because spirit is simple. Now, when you have that, I want you to use your grounding for another purpose that it has, and that's releasing. So just let go of anything that would interfere with you knowing what it is you're here to teach. It might explain a lot of the things in your life. Remember to breathe. And allow this knowledge to help you enhance your personal certainty, your personal value. Acknowledging that you have an important role to play on planet Earth. Now, the other part of that for reincarnating is that you're learning things, and you may take many lifetimes to learn certain things. So I want you to tune into what are you learning in this lifetime. Keep it simple. Maybe you're learning strength to keep going regardless. Maybe you're learning more about giving or more about receiving. Whatever it is, see it for yourself. What are you here to learn? And let that be okay. We're all learning. There isn't anyone on the planet who knows it all. And if you run into somebody like that, turn around and run the other way. Again, validate what you're learning, how important it is. You might even become aware of some of the ways in your life that you're learning that. This is all part of reincarnation. Having lifetime after lifetime to teach and to learn. It's not one time. I hear so many people say, oh, you only have one life, you only have one body, and you got to get it right. And it's like, oh, that's terrifying. I'm really glad I don't believe that. Because like everybody else, I like to experiment with things, and not everything works. I'd enhance your grounding. But let go of anything that interferes with you, the spirit, validating that you are spirit and that you will have another body after this one. Now, one of the things that you're going to run into is the body doesn't like this, does it? Because the thing that lights up for the body is death. And yes, that will come to the body. But when you truly know that you are eternal, you, the spirit, are eternal, you can work with your body and experience a level of peace with the transitions that you go through. Remember, there was a man who was an MD. I suppose he's still an MD. But this lady that was an older woman was under his care and in the hospital was dying, and it was simply what was happening. And he was a young doctor, and he would go in and say, oh, we're doing so well today. And one day he wrote a book about all his experience. And said that one day he looked at her, looked at him with her baby blue eyes and said, Doctor, when are you going to let me die? And it was his first realization that someone would actually be ready to leave their body and move on. And this woman was. So take a nice deep breath and start letting go of old concepts of death. Because they frighten the body. And the more you validate yourself, the spirit, the more you communicate a spirit to the body, the less it fears that particular transition of leaving a body. You look at it, it's much more traumatic to come into a body. Maybe we should grieve at birth and celebrate death. I don't know. All depends on your spiritual perspective. So let go. Let go of whatever level of your body's fear of death you can let go of right now. Both birth and death are simply going through doors to different realities. Validate yourself. And remember that when you know how to ground, you're aware of that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit. You're in charge of both entries and both exits. They're really very similar. Let go of the fear. Now, as you let go of the fear, I'm going to ask you to use a particular vibration that's very healing. So be in the center of your head and create a bright gold sun above your head. And just allow that bright gold energy to flow to you. Let it flow to the top of your head. And let it flow through your body. This is a very healing, cleansing vibration. It can help you be in the present. And unless something drastic is happening to you at the moment, there's not really going to be any fear. We don't have any raging buffalo or saber-toothed tigers. So be aware, your body is safe. And as you release the fear down the grounding cord, it helps you be in present time. As you bring the gold energy into the body, it helps you be in present time, where you can rejoice in your participation in a body. What an exciting time to be alive. There's just so much going on. I know there are lots of things we don't like, but oh my goodness, what an amazingly creative time. Let go. An important part of reincarnation is letting go. Letting go of the past, being in the present. Now, all the great teachers believed in reincarnation. In fact, Jesus, from many of the writings, was part of a sect that believed in reincarnation. It was a Jewish sect. And they practiced their beliefs. So take a nice deep breath, and I'm going to have us communicate with Jesus today. Buddha and Lao Tzu and Muhammad, they're all great teachers. But we're going to pick Jesus because we're more familiar with him, because he had an absolutely amazing mother. So take a nice deep breath and let yourself say hello to Jesus. Use the gold energy, your grounding, and the centering in your head to help you communicate with this great soul. He even knew what was going to happen with his body, and he went ahead and did it anyway. I'm not sure most of us have that kind of courage, but sometimes we're called on to have a courage of our own. So say hello to him. And ask him what he needs to tell you or would like to tell you about reincarnation. Allow yourself to be in present time with Jesus. All souls evolve. and ask him to give you a healing. Yes, you can receive from any of the great teachers at any time and any place. Just receive. Sit back, relax, and receive. You can talk to him about any of your concerns. As you receive your healing, let go of your fears. Give them to Jesus. If you can't let them go down your grounding cord, he'll let them go. Be here in the present moment. Thank Jesus for the communication and the healing, and just get the concept of letting him go for the moment. Remember, you can call on this soul at any point in time. You can call on his mother, Mary. You can call on Buddha. You can call on any of the great teachers with whom you're familiar, and they'll be with you. Let yourself validate you are spirit. Everyone is spirit. Everyone is part of the whole. Part of the divine force. Whatever name you put on it. All right, breathe in, breathe out. Enhance your grounding and be aware of that gold energy flowing into and through you. And then I want us to put our attention on, each of you have your own concept of God. Put your attention on your concept of God. We do not define that for you. I personally believe God is everything, all things, the totality, the cosmos. It's not comprehensible by the human brain. So that's where that dirty word faith comes in. We've become so intellectual, we're not too good at that faith aspect anymore. But when it comes to truly communicating with and believing in the divine force, a little of that has to come into play. Because it's beyond the comprehension of the body. So be in the center of your head and grounded and allow yourself, the spirit, to communicate with your concept of God. As you do this, be aware of your eternal self as part of this, you the spirit. No ending, no beginning, it's like a circle. Allow yourself to gain information about your eternal spiritual nature and the purpose of reincarnation as you are in communication with this force. allow the gold energy to assist you to experience that divine light within the center of your head as you shine your bright light right there. Then ask your God for a healing. Yes, receive from God. If we do not receive from God, how do we have anything to give? Remember, you can also receive validation about you and what you're doing in your life, teaching and learning. Take a nice deep breath. I know I could probably just leave you sitting here and you'd stay for the rest of the day enjoying this vibration and this communication. But I'd like for you to just enhance your grounding. Get the concept of letting go of this concept of God for the moment. It's with you always. And bring your attention back to the physical body and the physical world. You can use your grounding to release the gold energy from around you and within you, bringing your system to a comfortable level for you. Be here in the moment. You might want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your body back to an awake state. It's a challenge to leave that level, isn't it? Meditation is wonderful. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Well, I hope I've given you some enthusiasm about reincarnation, because whether you believe it or not, you get to reincarnate anyway.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.